The following program contains swearing right from the fucking start.
Hello and welcome back to We Don't Do Stuff. I'm Sunny Dapp.
And I'm Jazz, and this is our podcast about stuff we don't do, but we will eventually.
So Jazz, it's been one of those, it's been ages.
It's been a long time, man. So I think we were like so busy actually doing stuff.
Yeah.
That we didn't get time to actually record the podcast.
Okay.
But this is probably like the first
break. Day?
Go on, what was I going to say about break?
I don't know, it's like the first break that we've had since recording the podcast.
Yeah, like the longest break that we've had.
Yeah.
But this is probably the first day we've actually had time to sit down and record an episode.
Yeah, yeah. So in classic fashion, Jazz, what have we missed in Birmingham this week?
So there's a lot of things that we've missed, but I tried to pick a few things that relate to the kind of things that we like.
Okay.
So we missed the MCM Comic Con convention.
No.
In Birmingham.
Hold on, MCN as in
I'm assuming that's the company that runs it.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Not Man Crush Monday Comic Con convention.
No. So okay. It's the ultimate pop culture experience returned.
Yeah.
For a weekend of geeky goodness, and you could have slipped into your favorite superhero comic, movie, TV, cosplay, gaming.
Oh man.
And you could have met special guests in this year's MCM Comic Con convention. And somebody even reminded me, and somebody from work even said, "Are you gonna go?" And I said, "I'll let you know."
Oh man!
And I literally,
I can't believe I missed it. Like, was it this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh man!
You were busy, wasn't you?
No, I was just chilling at home.
You was doing nothing, innit?
Yeah, it was one of my weekends. I decided I'm just gonna relax and just charge my batteries. What else did we miss? But talking about that, I was gutted that this is old news anyway. But Stan Lee passed away as well.
Yeah,
that was just like, yeah.
But he lived a long life though. How old was he? Was he like 96?
Yeah, to an extent he's kind of becoming mortal now, isn't it? Because he's in every MCU movie,
yeah,
cameoed in there as well. And apparently they knew this day would come, obviously, that he'd passed away, so apparently they took like a full digital scan of him.
Did they?
Yeah,
so they can replicate him,
bring him into the cameos. And also they filmed like loads of random scenes as well, apparently, that they could basically slip or intersect into any other future movies going forward. So he's living forever, man.
I mean, like, even like they say that, you know, like when people pass away, that you live on through your
memories, isn't it?
Your memories and like your work as well. Like some people,
yeah,
like they influence so many people. But like our nephew, like our brother sent us some videos of our nephew, and he was saying that he was the Hulk.
Yeah.
But like, look, if you think about the amount of people that he's influenced,
yeah,
like people from like that young age group,
yeah, absolutely, so
like
about
3 years old, or right up until that people. In his age group.
That's true as well, yeah.
Yeah. So like, that's amazing, isn't it? So like, imagine being that person.
Influential, yeah.
Where you are that influential that you literally influence people around the whole world.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows about comic books, right?
Yeah, everyone knows about comic books. Everyone knows about Spider-Man as well. And like, one of his big things was that he wanted every kid to believe that they could be Spider-Man underneath the mask.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah, that's amazing. What else did we miss in Birmingham then?
I was going to drop another interesting fact. So you know like the word superhero,
yeah,
that, did you know it was actually copyrighted by, is it
by
Marvel?
Okay. And
DC Comics,
so they share that copyright.
Yeah, so they shared a copyright. I'm gonna check to see whether
I don't even know the word superhero could be copyrighted.
I think it was, you know.
Yeah,
I'm gonna check it.
Okay, but yeah, did you,
because
know
the word mutant wasn't it?
Yeah, by so basically mutant, the word mutant is copyrighted by Fox.
Hmm.
Which is the crazy thing now, it's all going to become one anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because obviously Disney's buying out Fox. But yeah, carry on.
Do you know what? It's going to take me time to find it.
Don't worry, man. Okay.
So it's one of those days where, like, you know, like, you could Google it and check.
Or you could just take a word for it.
I might be wrong. I might be right.
Or you could just take a word for it. But what else do we miss in Birmingham?
So what else is going on in Birmingham? So there's a Birmingham Film Festival.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know a couple of people who entered into it.
Did we not go to a film festival this?
We went to the
Birmingham
Indian Film Festival.
Indian Film Festival.
And went to watch the film Venus. So what was this about?
It's just the international festival of screening events of award-winning filmmakers from around the world, held in the exciting city of Birmingham.
Nice.
Would you say Birmingham's an exciting city?
I'd say it is. Yeah. Okay. I don't know why I started there, and I don't know. Yes, it is.
And why are you asking me this question?
Yeah.
Okay, so you could have seen features, shorts, documentaries, music videos and screenplay from international artists.
Yeah.
and it was a celebration of their film craft. And the mission of the Birmingham Film Festival is to create one of the largest international film festivals in the world.
Yeah.
Helping out Birmingham's and being on the international map and attract major names from the filmmaking world to a world-class event.
I know.
That is literally the longest sentence that I've ever read, and that was one whole sentence on
there. No punctuation or nothing?
No punctuation.
Wow, man. They didn't get that checked, man.
Yeah. So anyway, we missed it. But I mean, like the last time we went to a film festival, they had some pretty good films, didn't they?
Yeah. Was that one that the British Indian Film Festival went to?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty decent, man. That was pretty decent.
That was pretty good. I mean, we watched some good films there, so it probably would have been good checking out, right?
Yeah, definitely. What else did we
miss? And the other thing, we haven't missed it, but we missed the opening to it. The Birmingham German Christmas Markets.
Christmas
Markets. Did I say Christmas?
Christmas Markets.
The Birmingham German Christmas Markets
yeah.
are back.
I went, I never went, I just basically, I went into town, but then I walked through it, and it's just the same. It's good though. It looks cool though.
Is very it Christmassy.
It was jamming. Very Christmassy. And I'm going to go tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm going to go tomorrow and check it out. See what it's about. And then, yeah.
I think I'm at that phase where I literally have to plan time to go.
Yeah.
Because I don't go towards city centre anymore.
Yeah.
Do you remember when, have we talked about this on the podcast? Where some people call it city centre and some people call it town.
Yeah.
And it's like the old school people call it
town.
Town. And all these new youngsters Kids. Call it city centre.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's town. So we've kind of missed that, but we kind of can still go and check it out.
Yeah.
I think that's the only things that we've missed. But overall, because we haven't been recording the episode, we did miss some major events. So like we missed Halloween.
Yeah.
Did you do anything for Halloween?
I was on the radio for Halloween. Okay. That was the second time they invited me back. But for some reason, I don't think it was as exciting as when I was when I went there the last time in it. Because I started because I think I was on a high from coming back from a holiday. But I think after just the normal drudgery of just work and then going back onto the radio, I wasn't as excited. I was on a low. Yeah, definitely on a low.
Yeah, I didn't go to any Halloween parties or anything like that. And I don't even think I did anything for Halloween.
I was meant to go to the Halloween party, but... oh, shit. I should have mentioned it on the podcast. But yeah, in the end, I just didn't end up going.
Okay.
I can't remember why I didn't.
The other thing we missed was Guy Fawkes night.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do anything?
Did I burn an effigy of Guy Fawkes?
Yeah.
How old is he? Like a 1,000... Is he 1,000-year-old terrorist?
I have literally no idea.
Britain's first terrorist. Apparently they call him the first...
No, how can he be? Because wasn't it stopped?
Well, he planned it, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, if you got caught in this day and age, first of all, it won't be known as terrorism. And second of all...
Nobody would be celebrating it, right?
Yeah, and he'd be off scot-free, innit? He'd be like, anyway... It's getting too political now.
Yeah.
What else, Guy Fawkes?
We also missed Diwali, kind of.
Well, we missed it on the podcast, but we celebrated,
yeah. Yeah.
So we didn't miss it, yeah.
So, I mean, we saw fireworks, we...
Yeah, had food.
Had food.
And spent time with family, most importantly.
And didn't you not go to a Diwali show or something?
Did I?
You went to like something that happened on the weekend where you met all those... on Soho Road, man.
Oh, we went to the Vali Mela on Soho Road, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was, it's always a strange place because it's a street Mela that happens on Soho Road that you can go and buy samosas or you could just literally take a left into a shop and
you
buy samosas.
I know I did. I record this now.
A year ago. It's been a year since we've been recording the podcast.
Was it a year ago?
Yeah, it's been a year since we've been recording the podcast.
Has it?
Because I said the same thing. But it was still nice though. It was cool because they had kids, when I say kids, they had students, kids performing from Apache Indians Music Academy, which is based in Handsworth, and that was wicked as well. Like the kids were some of the
Apache Indian, for those who don't know, is
a massive artist from.
He did that song
Boom Shakalaka,
and that was in
Dumb and Dumber, with Jim Carrey and stuff. Massive artist, still is, man, and it's great that like. Because you see a lot of artists who are like, we're going to do this. But he's actually, you see him actively working in his hometown.
Yeah.
Working with kids that wouldn't normally get an opportunity to do something and get them to challenge that energy and focus and talent into something. So respects to him, man. That was wicked.
Okay, so now moving on to our next section.
What's
social media?
What's trending?
What's trending?
And the trending's got a Z in it.
The what's got a Z in there, man. Why do you keep getting this wrong?
Okay, what's trending on social media?
Okay, so Tuna McCartney, everybody, It's not the end of the show, but it was the Lion King trailer dropped,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, that was wicked, man. That was.
Yeah.
That I think it got about 295 views or whatever.
I think it set a record, didn't it? Wasn't it like
295 million?
Yeah, it was the highest viewed YouTube video.
Yeah.
In the shortest amount of time. So
yeah,
it
yeah.
set like a record in that itself.
I feel like 10,000 of them were just me, man. Like was watching it? It back and forth because it was just it was epic.
Yeah, so we watched it. It was pretty good, and there was some. If you haven't seen the trailer and you haven't seen the original trailer, they
yeah.
did like a side by side comparison.
Yeah,
and it was really good. But there's like some controversy around the Lion King trailer because everyone keeps calling it the live action.
Yeah,
and people are saying, but it's still CGI.
Yeah,
but I saw some really funny tweets where people are like, "Did you expect them to teach the Animal Kingdom?" How to all sing and act
for
the Lion King movie.
Yeah,
like, obviously it was going to be
animated, didn't it? Yeah,
animate like CGI.
I saw one woke tweet which was like, she's happy that the Lion King is set in Africa, but she's not too happy with the fact that it's devoid of any humans, so basically devoid of any African people. And she's like, what the hell, man? Like, one of the best things that's set in thinking. I thought that was interesting.
It is, but isn't it like a bit of a fantasy story as well?
Well, it is, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, like, it's not really... Like, they're talking as well, so...
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying. But the other thing as well is, like, it was interesting that they're making the live-action version of Lion King.
Hmm.
And the main thing is, how are they going to make it different to the original classic?
Yeah.
Because that
think
was
they
as
are.
Wicked.
Yeah. But anyway, this is the third time that Disney have remade the Lion King.
Boom! Yeah.
So anyway, the other controversy around the Lion King, which I think we've known about for a long time, haven't we? So basically, the story goes that the Disney copied a Japanese
comic book
cartoon called
Kimba.
Kimba
the White Lion.
Yeah, and if you look up Kimba the White Lion, the similarities between the original Lion King that Disney released, and Kimba, they're so apparent. Like it's literally just a plagiarized version.
It's messed up.
Of Kimba.
But there's a lot of these stories where, because basically, like, most of, like, Disney's back catalogue, the classic cartoons are based on folk stories.
Hmm.
And they've, like, basically just ripped the ideas and put their own spin on it.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy.
It's modern day Shakespeare, right? Because
Well, apparently the Shakespeare done the same thing. Yeah. Apparently people are saying copied a lot of his works were copied from this dude called Christopher Marlowe.
Hmm.
And this Christopher Marlowe guy was a full on, like, I want to say artist, but he's like his life story was like something written out of a bloody epic, man. He's there fighting in people in bars and all that, and yeah, nut job, man, but a crazy guy.
Okay, the other thing that's been trending on social media, you probably don't know the names, but have you heard of Brianna Cry?
No.
So basically, this girl called Brianna Cry, she had a picture from I'm gonna have to find the tweet.
Oh wait, I think I know who this is, man. The two friends that found each other.
Yeah.
And she's like, Twitter, I met this girl at a party. We're in like a boat party or something.
So they were both away in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
So in 2006, they all went to a dinner cruise in, like as you do, went on a family holiday in 2006.
Yeah, yeah.
And she basically met this girl where they were friends for like the
one trip. Yeah,
with their friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Took a picture and she said, look, this is my best friend from 2006. And I just want to be reunited with her. So do the retweets.
Yeah.
So she must have retweeted it 9 o'clock our time in it.
Yeah.
So she retweeted it. She tweeted it at 9 a.m. And by about 8 o'clock in the evening, the two people had found each other.
Holy sh!
So
no
that's like
way.
Within like 11, 12 hours time.
I was just saying, man, like, it is crazy, man. Like, social media is, or Twitter, to be honest with you, social media, it's just, that's amazing.
Yeah. Like, that's how powerful Twitter is.
Yeah.
And, but it's quite funny, like, the girl who... So one of the girls called Brianna Cry.
Yeah.
And her friend that she found was called... can't remember her bloody name now. I think her name was Hay.
Yeah. Now she basically came on... She came on and her tweet was... The girl who came back on Twitter. I've not logged in for a while then. I've come back here.
And the first thing I see is a search party for me. So she goes, it's been literally years since I was last on Twitter. And the first thing I see is a search party for my ass.
No way.
But she had like the same picture and everything. But that's mad, isn't it?
That is mental, man. That is like, wow. Oh.
So, but Twitter being Twitter, the wording that she's used has now become a meme.
Which is...
So everyone's saying, hey, I met this person and like I want to be reunited with...
I've seen parody versions of them tweets going on, and some of them are like...
The one that I thought was funny was somebody took a picture next to... I can't remember, is it like a dollar or something, like some Benjamin Franklin money. And they said that, look, I met this guy in 2006. Can you be reunited with...
No way.
Benjamin Franklin's, man.
I've seen some people retweet the most, like, the horriblest ones, man. Like, yeah.
Like what?
Well, some of them putting, like, pictures of Madeleine McCain and all that in there, man.
Oh, yeah, I saw the Madeleine McCain.
I was like, whoa, was so shit, funny. Man. I was like, whoa.
And someone's like, dark humor right there.
Someone's like, yeah, hopefully. Oh, man. I was like, fuck. I was like, Twitter, man. Twitter.
Okay.
Well, ask me on Twitter.
Okay, this was from a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk about it at the time, but we hadn't recorded the podcast.
Yeah. You should have just came and told me about it, man. I would have listened.
No, we did. We discussed it. So basically, there was a robber in Blackpool who walked out with a case of beer. And I think it was the Blackpool police tweeted a picture of him.
Oh yeah.
And they said, we want to find this guy who walked out with this beer case. And the guy was a spittage image of
David Schwimmer, wasn't it?
David Schwimmer, yeah.
Ross from Friends, yeah.
And so social media being social media, everyone starts saying this looks like David Schwimmer.
Yeah.
And it literally went all the way back to him, to America, where he recorded a video of him walking imitating out the robbery in America.
Yeah.
And that's just like peak social media.
Yeah.
Peak Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
just like peak 2018, man. It's like, you know, like everything just went full circle.
It's crazy how he just played into it.
Yeah.
And went for it and made the video. And then he was like, look, man, I wasn't there in it.
Yeah.
Like, that is just
I was
funny.
In this other place. But it was just hilarious, man. But it just shows like how powerful social media actually is.
So
that's the kind of things that were trending on social media. But I've also been listening to like a few Blinkists as well, so I won't go into them.
Yeah,
but one of them was actually about social media and about how the, like, you know, like how the people keep saying that the Russians influenced the elections.
Yeah.
And a lot of the influence they had was through social media.
Yeah.
And they were just saying how like they did targeted ads to certain demographics, and I'm not talking about like races, I'm talking about people from different working class people.
Yeah.
And they targeted those people with different adverts and different social media posts to get those people to vote the way that they wanted.
Oh man, to be honest, I'm getting kind of like going to get weary now. You know, we're going to get our podcast is going to get Russian attacked.
It's going to get political.
It's not going to get political, man. It's going to get like probably taken down by some Russian dude hijacking it.
Cool. Okay, so next section.
What is the next section? What have we been up to?
Yeah, what did we do?
Okay.
You might go first.
I might go first. So, yeah, it's been a while. So, Jumprov, which is like the UK's first ethnically diverse improvisational theatre company. We opened Birmingham Improv Festival 2018. Yep. And that was awesome. So, that the festival is in its third year, and it's basically a week-long event in Birmingham where you get to watch different forms of improv. You have musical improv, you have short improv, you have improv where it's Shakespeare, improv where people are literally creating an entire album made up on the spot. So but it was awesome. So we opened that.
Yeah. So I mentioned improv to somebody and they said that they didn't know what it was. So I was trying to explain it, but I didn't do a good job of it. But what would you describe improv as?
Improv. So improv is basically, it's a show. It's a show that's made up 100% on the spot using audience suggestions. Suggestions can form as a location, or just a word or something, and then the actors don't know what's going on, and the people are just creating there and then on the spot. But if done really well, it looks like it's scripted, and if it's done terribly, it's still funny because just watching the actors like mess it up,
trying to get out of it,
or trying to make sense of it, it's fine, and that's the beauty of improv. But what I saw, that was pretty cool, Birmingham Improv Festival. So we opened that. That was fun. I didn't watch too many shows, but I watched the days I did go for. I watched this group called Closer Each Day. So basically, that's a cop on Home and Away. So they've been basically creating this like episodic soap opera. and then every week it's something different.
Yeah.
And that's been pretty cool. Watched that, really enjoyed that. And then the last show of the night was these guys called Concept.
Hmm.
And what they do is, it's basically a full-on band. You've got, you know, guy playing the keyboards, guy playing the drums, guitars, this guy with this special effects thing. You've got three singers. And they basically...
Wasn't there a guy who also made the album cover as well?
Yeah, a guy who was designing the album cover. You got a lighting technician. You got people working in the background doing all these things. So everyone, no one knows what's happening.
Yeah.
But it just starts coming out of nowhere.
But I didn't even watch that show, but I was in backstage with you guys because I'm the improv hype man.
So
I literally just walked in and did without even paying. I was like, yeah, I'm with John Prov. I didn't even like explain it properly. I'm with John Prov, and I just walked through the back. And the guy was like, your name's not on the list. I was like, put my name on the list.
But
he was like, fine. But anyway, I saw the guys, and they were like, had all this like equipment out, and they were like literally soldering shit together.
Literally there and then. I'm like, it was crazy. And these guys, the whole idea, the concept album is, so they, you know, a made up artist, a made up name of the album. And you know, they just, you give them that, you know, you pre-write it down, you give them that, and they pick it there and then live on stage. You'll go through loads, and then they'll say, look, we got this album. And they created about, easily about, I don't know, 8 songs.
Yeah.
100% brand new, like, it was mind-blowing.
That sounds really good, man.
I'm not going to lie, man, it was mind-blowing. And that got me thinking, like, oh my God, like, there's so much possibilities.
Yeah.
The other thing I watched was these guys from America called North Coast.
Hmm.
And it's basically hip-hop musical, but they got a beatboxer instead of a DJ. And the geezer, the beatboxer, Amir, he was wicked. The rest of the group was just like phenomenal. Phenomenal with the rapping, phenomenal with their improv. And, you know, lucky enough to do a workshop with them. And then I chilled out with them for a bit as well. Showed them around Birmingham. And when you're thinking, oh man, these people come from America and come from like New York and stuff, you're thinking, well, where can I take them in Birmingham?
The highlights of Birmingham.
Yeah.
Where did you take them? Because I think you took them to...
We went to
Turtle Bay, innit?
Yeah, we went to Turtle Bay because, oh, we need some food. So I was like, okay, we'll go to Turtle Bay, and they enjoyed that. But now I was just chilling with the peeps. It was good, man. It was good.
Okay,
but,
so you also had another show, didn't you?
Yeah.
That you performed in.
So we also had a show that we performed in as well. So we'd done our very first full show at the Birmingham Rep.
Yeah.
Which was which was amazing as well. I really enjoyed that.
Hmm.
We also played at Coventry Monologue Slam, first time we played at the Bowgrave Theatre in Coventry. That was good. And then also watched John Prov's very own Adair Henry in a show called Little Baby Jesus, which was like, if you watched it, I swear, man, it would remind you of like back in school. Like it's set in back in school, and the way the kids are talking, what they're talking about, it just reminds you of secondary school. It just literally, like, when I was watching it, I was just getting like memories going through my head about secondary school, about people messing around, people fighting each other, people taking the mick out of it. Was just wicked, man.
Yeah,
like, so good.
But you know what, yeah, like, you kind of skimmed over your own show, but like, I went to watch your show as well.
Yeah.
And so I watched both of your shows, and I was like trying to shout out some suggestions.
Yeah.
And like, this is the power of advertising, or so we believe. So when I was walking to your show, I must have walked past like a fast food advert.
A poster on it, yeah.
So when they were like, can you suggest the place? Like, the first thing that came into my head, because I saw this poster, was KFC.
Yeah.
And so I shouted at KFC, which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
But it didn't get picked, did it? Oh, no, it did get
picked. No, it didn't get picked. It got picked on the first show.
Yeah.
And then when you came to the second show and you carried on shouting out, everyone was like, what the fuck, man, Jazz?
Stop saying KFC. But you know, the absolute funny thing was that it wasn't even a KFC poster. It was a McDonald's poster.
Which was doing KFC like burgers.
Yeah.
See, that's the issue, isn't it? McDonald's showing me trying to take that KFC money.
But so your first show I thought was pretty good.
Cheers.
So would you recommend it? Would you go again?
Well, it's my show.
Just the whole improv festival?
I think, yeah, definitely. I definitely recommend it. I think it's that, you know, when you got your hard earned cash and mainly the time as well, you know, you think to yourself as an audience member, as a customer, you think, oh man, can I go and see that? I don't know what it's going to be. But you got to just go for it sometimes as an audience member to say, look, I'll go and check it out. And I can see, I mean, I do that with films as well. I don't know what your film. First, I read about it, see what it's about, look at the reviews, and then think, okay, I might. And we got like essentially free passes to the cinema. And even with like Netflix stuff as well, you watch a trailer and you think, okay, is this worth watching? Okay. So it's, I think it just needs to be broken down a bit, what the hell it is, isn't it?
Okay. And what about your other show? Like, I think I would recommend it and I would go again.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think, like, the typical Indian timing, man, I turned up late, man.
But that's because we didn't know that they bloody locked.
They locked the doors, yeah.
They locked at the 9 o'clock, so the entire building was locked off.
Yeah.
So no one could get in, and, like, that would normally not happen.
Yeah, so we were, like, walking around.
Yeah.
Trying to find an entrance.
Yeah.
And we just couldn't get in.
But that is fine, man, it's fine.
But anyway, so we ended up coming late. But I thought your show was good.
Cheers.
So, like, had a good time.
Yeah.
I thought you guys are good, but, like, I think, like, your rapping's coming on a bit, man.
Yeah, cheers.
So, like, you're improving quite a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think everyone was saying that you was, like, really good at rapping and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was pretty good. But the reason that we were running late was because that same day I went out with a group of friends,
yeah,
work
yeah.
colleagues, as they were.
Yeah.
So basically about 30, 40 of us met up in a pub. An Indian pub.
Nice.
With an Indian name.
Yeah.
Called Desi 2. So I don't even know where Desi 1 is, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's true, you know.
Yeah. So anyway, so we met up in this Indian pub in Smedic called Desi
yeah.
2. And there must have been about 30, 40 work colleagues.
Yeah.
Or people from the same profession. And we were, like, literally just there. And they must have ordered, like, 6 bottles of Famous Grass.
Oh.
No, 6 bottles of Jameson whiskey.
Yeah.
And about 6 bottles of vodka between those people. And they were drinking it raw, man.
Ugh.
And they were pouring me shots as well. I was like, don't, man, because I knew I was going to come and watch
yeah,
your show.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I turned up to your show drunk, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you shot that KFC.
Yeah. So even, like, my friend Indy was saying, she's
yeah.
like, Jazz, you are so drunk.
Ugh.
And so, like, normally when I drink, I just go quiet. Like, I
yeah,
don't
yeah.
feel like talking to anyone.
Yeah.
And she was saying to me afterwards, she goes, oh my God, you're so boring when you're drunk. Because I wasn't talking to her.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I was on this level where I just didn't want to communicate with everyone.
Oh, man.
Anyone. But I think after a while, I think I did get back into the groove. But after the show, we went out to that place, didn't we?
The Malt House,
yeah.
That was good, man.
And at the Malt House, somebody was having a 50th... No, they were having a birthday party, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was some Indian people, and they were playing, like, real old school
tunes, man.
Old school tunes.
Bangla
that
tunes, yeah.
Reminding us from, like, back in the day. We were like, what the hell's going on here? Like,
yeah, was, yeah, yeah. That was wicked, man. That
yeah,
was like,
that was good, innit?
It was top, man.
Mm. And then after that, we met up back with those guys and went to the
casino, innit?
Casino. Yeah.
Which, to be honest with you, after going to, like, Macau and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was there, like, thinking, oh, man, this ain't nothing like Macau.
Yeah.
Like,
so, like,
China.
These casinos, they feel like they're just, like, little pubs, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that was okay.
Yeah.
I think that's probably, like, the only real social thing that I've done. What about you?
Yeah, other than that, man, like, trust me, man, we're going gym and stuff. I started running a bit faster.
Hmm.
But other than that, yeah, not much, man. What else you got planned?
The other thing that we did was
yeah
we watched a couple of movies
on Netflix. Oh yeah.
And some shows.
Yeah. What are the shows?
So we watched The Patriot Act,
which is hilarious, man.
Yeah. So The Patriot Act is a television variety show starring
yeah.
Hasan Minhaj.
Yeah.
And it's quite new, so it premiered October 28th on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it's produced by Hasan Minhaj and this other guy whose name I can't even say.
Oh, man.
Prashant.
Yeah.
Venkatara Manujaman.
Close enough.
Killed it, man. Anyway, Prashant, right?
Yeah.
And a few other people. And basically, it's just like he picks a topic.
Yeah.
And he breaks it down and they do all the background research for it. And they present it in, like, a comical way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a satire kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the things they talk about is, like, Amazon, the company.
Yeah.
Oils, clothing company called Supreme.
Yeah.
Which I rewatched that episode because I thought it was really good.
Also, like, the whole thing. And it is obviously very heavy on, like, American companies and American politics
yeah.
as well. But it's still, you can still get it because it's...
Yeah.
It's, what's the thing, what they're saying, like, American news is always world news. Such a weird way, but...
But you know, like, the American comedy, like, some of it I didn't get, like, I didn't get his references.
Yeah.
And I didn't get some of the American humour.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was still funny in...
Yeah.
In but, some bits.
Because obviously, like, within... yeah.
Especially when
they
were talking about American sports.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't get any of those
yeah,
references
because yeah, yeah.
we don't watch any
American sports, yeah.
American sports.
But I think he's awesome, man. Like, to be honest with you, like, I don't think I watch any of his other stuff.
I haven't either.
But I watched that and I just think the guy's hilarious, man. I think it's nice. I'm intrigued to go and check out the other stuff as well.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I also watched on Netflix, man. I'm watching this cooking. Oh, sorry.
What would you give it out of?
How many stars would I give it? Stars and stripes.
Yeah.
I'd give it. I'd say about 4 stars and stripes. Yeah.
Yeah. I think probably give it like 4.
Yeah.
Stars and stripes.
And that
I think
one,
one because I don't understand the jokes.
I was gonna
so
say
much.
Yeah. The it could at times be 2, but that's just on our part, isn't it? But
yeah.
No, it's decent, man. I recommend it. Watch.
Yeah. But it's interesting as well because he really delves deep into.
Yeah.
Like the topic that they're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And it gives you like a good idea. And like some of it, you get like inspired in it to
yeah.
like do some stuff with yourself. Like you think, you know what, that's quite good. Like the way that company did this. Or
yeah. I tell you what, we also watch a TV show that we never spoke about, or you might be going to talk about. Is it House on Haunted Hill? Or House on Rose Hill?
Oh, yeah. We watched that, didn't we? I forgot about that. That was good, innit?
That was really good. But I think everyone that I spoke to said the same thing. They said it was awesome, it was scary, but then anticlimax.
Yeah,
it kind of felt like, for me, I could have just,
well, don't spoil it, but
I know I was gonna say, like, I kind of felt like if I was a certain episode that I didn't watch, then I would have just been like, oh, well, that's what happened.
Yeah,
it's still good though. I still want to watch it again because I think it's one of those ones where you need to sit down and watch it again and digest it.
So it's that the Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah,
it's a supernatural horror web television series,
mm.
and it's created by this dude called Mike Flanagan. Don't know what else he's done.
Mm.
And it is basically your haunted house horror story, but the way that they tell the story, I thought it's pretty good. So you're basically following 5 adult siblings, and it's on 2 timelines.
Yeah.
So you're seeing the children in terms of the flashbacks that the kids are having, and you're also following their adult siblings who are having paranormal experiences in the present day, and the flashbacks, they're not from like too far back. It's like from 1992.
Okay.
And I thought it was a pretty good show.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'll chat about some of the stuff with you afterwards because you don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't watched it.
Yeah.
But I thought there were some things in there which it's like for me it was like that film Arrival. Like it was a thinking man's horror movie.
Yeah.
Or thinking woman's.
Or thinking person's.
Thinking person's.
Or a horror movie that makes you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean though.
So it wasn't one of these like, you know, like
jump scares type
one. So I thought it was good like that, and there was loads of elements in there which I didn't see coming.
Yeah.
But they were good, and they were like explained quite well, and like you kind of understood the concept of what they were going for.
Yeah.
And
I just want to definitely, if they make another series, I want to see another series. I thought it would be pretty cool. But I also felt that
it kind of didn't need to, in it, because it kind of brings the series to a.
Yeah, I suppose. But you know they're going to do it, aren't it? Because it's based on a series of books, I think.
Is it?
Yeah. But yeah, no, that was awesome, man. I think
what would you give it out of 5?
5. I think 4, man. Seriously.
4.
And I think it's only going to lose the star because the ending. But you know what? Thinking back at it now, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think I'd probably give it 5, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, some people were telling me that it was as good as like Stranger Things.
Mm.
But I didn't think it was as that
good. I think it was different.
Yeah.
Stranger Things is like... That's just something else. The first one, I know.
I'll
tell you what I also watched as well. The Haunted. So that's the real life one.
Okay.
The real life. So basically 20 minutes long each episode. Or each... each episode. And there's people talking about real life events. But this is a bit different because the special effects they're using for the reenactments and the actors they're using is like quality.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you're watching a film as well. So it's not like...
I don't think I've seen it, you know.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, how sometimes you watch these reenactment programs and it looks a bit dodgy or doesn't look as great as...
Yeah.
But this was like, whoa.
I think recently we watched quite a bit of horror, didn't we?
Yeah. I think one of the TV shows we watched, was it?
Okay, so the other thing that we watched as well was we watched The Vault.
Yeah, that
was for more horror, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that was kind of interesting. You can see how that got made. So the interesting thing about that is it's a bank robbery film.
Yeah.
Which so it's a film about a group of robbers, bank robbers.
Yeah.
Who go to rob a bank and then they stumble across a vault, which is haunted.
So basically, what they've done is the director, they've mashed up 2 genres.
Yeah.
So a bank heist with horror genre.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that before?
I don't think I have. And it was it's interesting. It's kind of kind of like the thing where you'd be like, everyone loves horror.
Yeah.
Everyone loves
everyone loves a heist.
Yeah.
But horror heist. Yeah, but I mean, it's like you kind of like know that everyone's gonna get their comeuppance and like, you know, like people are gonna get screwed over. But I do think that it wasn't, the film wasn't executed, the concept wasn't executed that well. Yeah. And I think if they had made it slightly a bit more, without spoiling it, so like if they made it a little bit more, you can't say
it just needed it. It just needed a bit more of execution. I'd probably give it 3 stars. I mean, it had me going for a bit, but I don't know.
I think I'll give it 2.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Two sounds about
it. It stars James Franco. And I think the other thing we learned from watching Patriot Act was that
there's three Franco brothers.
There's three Franco brothers.
Which I didn't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought there was only James Franco.
Yeah. But I mean, we've seen the other guy, haven't we?
Yeah, he's in, he was in like,
he's in all these like teen movies and stuff, like, isn't he?
Bad Neighbors and all that.
Yeah.
And Bad Neighbors 2. So like
Dave Franco.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Tom Franco.
I think Dave Franco was in also in 22 or 21 Jump Street as well.
He might have been. But what does Tom Franco do? He's an American actor as well.
That's what the in the Patriot Act where he says that you didn't even know about this brother until I mentioned him. And that's, But you definitely got to watch the Patriot Act.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, the vault, going back to that.
Yeah.
Like it was good. And you know the other lady that stars in there? Her name is Francesca Eastwood.
Was she from Orange is the New Black?
No, that was Taryn Manning.
Okay.
She was from Orange is the New Black. But Francesca Eastwood is actually Clint Eastwood's daughter.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I mean, like, she wasn't that much of a good actor. Did you think so?
I don't know. I think she was all right for what was needed for the part. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I just think the whole thing wasn't... It was a pretty... I don't know, the concept was good, but I just felt like
very poor on the execution, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know what you mean. Like, yeah.
Like it could have been done better, I think. Yeah. Anyway, so 2 stars for that film.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And the other shit film that we watched.
Yeah, because I think like basically, I think even with myself, like I'm finding that with Netflix, we just gotta press play on the film. Otherwise, you're gonna be there for ages, isn't it?
Yeah. So the other crappy film that we watched was one called The Colony.
Yeah.
And that's a 2013 film, a Canadian film. And it's a science fiction horror film.
Yeah.
And it had limited release in 2013. And it was just released in Canada and the United States. Probably because it was rubbish.
Yeah.
Even the premise sounds like a film that came out recently. So it's 2045.
Yeah.
And humans have built weather machines to control the weather.
The geostorm.
Yeah. Exactly like
it sounds like that, isn't it? Yeah. Sounds like
so it sounds like the aftermath of geostorm.
Why don't just like thing and just call it, you know, like how they what they're doing with like the whole Cloverfield thing where they'll just get any random film and try to fix it into the Cloverfield universe. They should have done with the geostorm universe. They should have just got that,
but I think this came out before it.
Oh,
but anyway, it was a crap film and it starred
so we wouldn't recommend that.
It starred Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
And even that film, man, like, it was just... It was poor in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just didn't make sense.
Nah.
So I wouldn't recommend
that. We ain't been to the cinema for a while, man. There's, like, so many films that we're missing out on.
I don't think we've had time.
Yeah, I suppose, isn't it?
What films are out? It's like Robin Hood out.
Yeah. Robin Hood.
Mm. Anyway, that nicely brings us on to our section. What are we doing next week?
What are we doing? Okay. So I'm going town tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and try this place called Nut Dogs. It's a vegetarian hot dog place.
I think we walked past it a few times. We've mentioned it a couple times as well.
I'm going to go and try that. Possibly check out the German markets as well. And then what about yourself?
We got a house party on Saturday.
Yeah.
Actually, we've got...
Wednesday as well, isn't it?
Wednesday. Wednesday we're going somewhere.
Yeah. This Wednesday we're going to Bonehead Burger Place.
Okay.
In town. So that should
and
be...
then so we're going there, and then we also go into a house party, and we also go into
Carvery. Yeah. So pre-Christmas meal.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's all leading up to the Christmas, you know.
The Christmas.
It's all leading up to the Christmas.
The Christmas market and.
Yeah, so we need to go to the Christmas market as well. And what films did you say that were at that?
There's quite a few. I mean, I can't think of the top of my head, but we'll definitely got to go to the cinema, isn't it? But might. get catch one on Sunday or something, right? See what's happening on Sunday.
Okay. Oh, we got a party on Sunday as well, haven't we?
Oh yeah, we have as well, yeah. Got a surprise party in it. It's a surprise.
So we got a party inside. It's all parties, isn't it? Because it's that time of year. Okay, so that brings us on to emails and tweets.
No.
None.
Even when we had this long break as well, there was no one shouting out saying, why aren't you recording the podcast?
Yeah, everyone's like, thank God.
Yeah, no, everyone's like, finally. Finally.
But if you do have any comments, and you did miss us,
or any feedback and stuff, let us know on it.
You can tweet us on the social media at @WeDon'tDoStuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you can email us at WeDon'tDoStuff@gmail.com.
Yeah.
So you got anything else?
I think that's it, you know. I can't really think of anything.
So Tuna McCartney, everybody, thanks for listening. That means no problems.
I'm independent.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.